When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody! Welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to visit, share, and like, and subscribe to our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, before we get started, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode, I'm really excited to be here to be sharing this episode that we're going to talk about today, and I cannot wait to dive into this one. This is going to be good. First, let me just say this to everyone who's watching the show for the very first time. And whether you're watching the show right now in France, whether you're watching it in the Philippines, whether you're watching it in Spain, whether you're watching in Trinidad and Tobago, or wherever you are watching the show or listening to the show right now across this globe, let me tell you, thank you very much. I appreciate you for always tuning in and always dropping in. Guys, and for everyone who says, Travis, I've been watching and streaming your show since you've been on. Let me tell you something. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you. Guys, today's episode is going to be fantastic. It's going to be phenomenal. Everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come on a show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, well, Travis, I know someone that has a great story that would be a great guest on your show, but I don't want to come on the show. I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. You can still drop us an email with their information at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And guess what? And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. Guys, we have a few affiliate sponsors. I want to go ahead and play that information, get that out the way. I'm ready to get into this episode today. Come on in, everybody. I know you're watching. I know you're streaming this right now later on. Maybe you're driving in your car. You might be at home. Wherever you are, TMG is streaming. And I'm glad to have you with me. Gus, let me play this information. When I do, we're coming back and we're getting started. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo.
There it is, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information will be in chat. We'll say, Travis, I'm not watching the show. That's okay. Listen up for the information. Visit one of our affiliate sponsors, guys. It's a great way to show your support for the show. Guys, today's episode, if you did not catch it, if you did not hear it, today's episode, guys, is entitled Chains. Yeah, I know we can go a lot of places with that. I know you're wondering, what in the world will Travis be talking about chains? Yeah, chains. If you look behind me, you can see chains everywhere. There's a chain link fence. There's a bicycle chain. There's some jewelry made of chain. There's a chain holding up a car. There's a chain towing a car, man, chains. And let's dive into this. And I actually was thinking about this episode. I saw someone pulling a vehicle with a chain. And I began to think about how everything we do is centered around what's happening with that chain. What are chains? Exactly what are chains? When we begin to think about it, what in the world are chains anyhow, right? There are all sorts of uses for chains, right? Look behind me here. If you're not looking behind me, you can see there's a chain link fence. There's jewelry can be made of chains. There's where you could tow a vehicle can be made or used with a chain. There are all sorts of uses for a chain. We use them to pull things behind us, like towing a vehicle. Chains are used to lift heavy objects and move them from one place to another. They are versatile. Yeah, they go from a chain link fence to towing a vehicle to a chain on a bike. So chains, they are versatile. They can be seen in a greasy garage at a high-end jewelry store, like the ones you see behind me. We use them to make fences to decorate our yards, and we design them as jewelry to decorate ourselves. Chains are a series of links. If you've ever had a bike and You can ride that bike as long as that chain is going. But if the link ever comes apart, you lose all your momentum. You can go nowhere. So chains are a series of things that are linked. Chains are a series of things that are linked. And it's usually made of metal, but they can be made of anything. They're joined together to form a flexible connector because they are joined together by links. They are linked. They're joined together by links. Chains are versatile. You can find them in a garage in the same manner you can find them in a jewelry store. They are versatile. You can look around and you can see someone using a chain to tow a car, or you can see someone using a chain to pull something. Chains are versatile. One of the things that allows chains to be so versatile is so useful is the fact that it is versatile. One of the things that lets this chain be used in so many places and under so many roofs is because it is so versatile. And because they are so versatile, they can be constructed out of almost nothing at all. They are a series of linked items. It's linked. It's what's linked. It's what's linked. A chain is a series of what's linked. It's what's linked that's causing it. It's what's linked. A chain is a series of linked items. This means one item is linked to another. It means one item gets linked to another. One item is linked, then something else gets linked. One item is linked to another. Have you ever heard of something called a chain of events? Yeah. Have you ever heard of something called a chain of events? This is when one thing happens and then another thing happens and then something else happens and then something else linked to it and then something else gets linked to it and then something else gets linked to it. Let me pause here real quick and ask this question. What are you linked to? Yeah, what are you linked to? It's a chain. It's made of what's linked to it. What are you linked to? Have you ever heard of a chain of events? Something happens and that something is linked to it again, and you turn around, it's linked to it. Let me ask you this question. What are you linked to? Something happens and then something else follows right behind it. Chains are versatile. It's versatile. Yeah, it's versatile. The reason it makes it so useful in so many different things is because of its versatility. Have you ever had to face something that was versatile like a chain? You move and it moved right with you. You stood up and it stood up right with you. You went left and right and it went right with you. You went one place and it followed you. Have you ever had to deal with something that had the versatility? Every time you went, it went right with you. Something that even on your good days, you were still aware that it was present. Have you ever had to deal with something that moved when you moved? You moved to a different town or a city for a fresh start, and it moved right with you. There you were. You looked up in the mirror, and that chain was moving with you. And even on your best days, you were aware that it was there. It followed you because it is versatile. You change jobs and it changed, it's still there. You change your appearance, you change your hair, you change your clothes, and it changed right with you. You grew and it still was there. You became 33 and it was still there. You became 65 and it was still there. Because chains are versatile until they are broken. We can change a lot about ourselves, but what do you change when something is just as versatile as you are? What do you change when you change your name and it's still there? What do you change when you change your clothes and it's still there? What do you change when you change your friends and you look around your shoulder up and it's still there? What do you change when something is just as versatile as you? Remember, chains are versatile until they are broken. Yeah, chains are versatile. And some of us right now are dealing and facing with a versatile chain. You said this time is going to be different. You came into this year with some New Year's resolutions and some promises you made to yourself. You made promises to yourself and to your family. You had no idea 7 months in that versatile chain is still there. What do you do when you have to deal with something that moves every time you move? What can I do about it? Chains are versatile until they are broken. It's tough. It is versatile. Chains are created whenever things are placed together and held in place by a common link. It's a link. It's a common link. It's something that's linked together. It's, as long as that link is there, that chain will exist. It's a link. I would, but it's linked. I would do different, but I'm linked. I would. I would be, my potential would come out, but I'm linked. I know I could be a better mother, but I find myself linked. I know I could be a better father, but I find it looks like I'm linked. I could be a better friend, and I could really start my business and get my business off the ground, but I see, there's a link. There's something that I'm linked. What are you linked to? Chains are created when there are things placed together and held in place by a common link. You think I want to be this way? I didn't want to be a drug addict. I didn't want to be an alcoholic. I didn't want my life to go down this path. But it's a I'm trying, but I'm every time I find myself there's a link. What are you linked to? It's a common link. It's a common link. This is why you can find people who don't really like one another, but they will link up for a common cause. This is why you can find rival companies who usually go back and forth with one another. But as long as there is a common link, they will come together. And it's the reason family, and let's be honest, it's the reason family may not always get along at any other time of the year except the holidays. The holidays or special occasion, because it's a common link, I can put up with that person as long as we got that common link. You can work with them as long as there's a common link. You can talk civil and be polite as long as there's a common link. I can stand them in a room as long as there's a common link. Are there any really honest people that would say there are certain things and certain people you can get along with as long as there's a common link? There are certain people you really don't want to be around, but as long as there's a common link, yeah, I can put up with you that 15 minutes. I can deal with you for those 30 minutes because there's a common link. If it wasn't for this link, I'll tell you how I feel about you. If it wasn't for this link, yeah. What's keeping me from going off on you is I would have been left, but it's this common link. And some of us would have given up long time ago, but something that we're linked to I would have quit long ago because there was no supporters, but I was linked to something. Have you ever kept going? Have you ever decided to keep going because you were linked to something? You wanted to quit, but you looked around and you saw your children, or you looked around and you saw what life used to be like, or you looked around and you saw where you came from, and you said, "Ain't no way if I had to link with one hand, if I got a link with my hand, if I got a link with my leg, I'm linking. I'm not going." Yeah. Some of us did not keep going because we were trying to be the best. Some of us kept going because of what we had been linked to. Some of us did not quit because we thought we were all of that. Some of us did not quit because what we were linked to. If you know you couldn't quit because of something that you were linked to, let me put it in chat and say, me too, me too. Yeah, me too. If you're driving, Say me too, me. Yeah, if you listen, yeah, me too. Yeah, I would have quit long ago. Yeah, but I was linked to something. I would have thrown in a towel 5 minutes after I started. But something, I was linked. What are you linked to? So it's the reason family can get along as during special occasions and holidays, because there's a common link. What are you linked to? What I'm trying to say is this. We live our lives. Our lives are lived out in the links that are formed. Our lives are lived out in between the links that are formed. Decisions are made in between the links. We live our lives in between the links that are formed. The stronger the link, the better. What are you linked to? And guys, let me ask you, have you ever faced a chain of events? Now, wait a minute. Let me clarify. When I say chain of events, I'm not talking about something happens and then you pause and there's a break and you get a chance to catch your breath. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about one event behind another. When I say chain of events, I mean you don't even get a chance to catch your breath. And then something else happened. This happened. This, and then the next thing. Have you ever had to face and deal with a chain of events? One thing behind another. And they were linked by the results that they caused. They were linked by the results. The results are the link. They were linked by the results they caused, or linked by the way they made you feel. Someone could have said something to you earlier in your life that affected your self-esteem. And 20 years later, here it is, 20 years later, someone else can say something else to you. And if something else can occur that also impacts your self-esteem. Two separate occurrences by two separate individuals, but it was a chain. Somebody else say something to you 20 years later. They say it again. It say it again. And here it is. And now it sets off a chain of events. It sets up a chain of events in your mind. It triggers this chain of events and thoughts in your mind. And it followed you through adolescence, through adulthood. It was there in your 20s and later showed up in your 40s and popped up once again in your 60s or your 70s. And it stretched every time you grew. Because remember, chains are versatile until they are broken. There are some chains we will need help removing. There are some links that we will need help with. Yeah, there are some things that we are linked to and linked with that we will just need help with. Some examples of this help can be going to a counselor or therapist, or maybe even seeing a life coach or someone who is a respected individual that you can trust. But sometimes we will need help with the...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Links, you thought I wanted it to be this way? I'm linked. You think I wanted every day to? I'm linked. You, I'm linked to it. You, what makes you think I want to be an alcoholic? What makes you think I want to be an addict? I'm linked. I don't want to. I'm just linked to. What are you linked to? Remember, chains are versatile until they get broken. There are some things that we will need help with. There are some links that we will need help with. See a counselor, see a therapist. See a respected individual, see a life coach, see someone you can trust to help with the links. But some things just won't break until you put your hands on it. Yeah, some things just will not break until you put your hands on it. I want to tell you guys, you know, if you've been listening to the show, everybody knows I love a good story. I do. I love a really good story. And I want to tell you pieces of a story about a strong man, about a person who was really strong. Something came up, they could handle it because they were strong. If an event popped off, they could handle it because they were strong. If family members needed help, they could handle it because they were strong. If a situation came around, they could handle it because they were strong. Sounds like a lot of us, doesn't it? You get a text message, an unexpected text message about something, and you handle it because you're strong. Family members tell you an issue or a problem, and you process it because you're strong. Everybody leans on you because you're strong. Everybody tell you their problem because you're strong. Everybody trust in what you say because you're strong. Let me tell you a story about a strong person. This strong person's name was Samson. Yeah, and it was said that this guy's strength and abilities were unheard of. Now, this guy was living his best life. And there were some people that had beef with him. Some people had beef with him because he was strong. So some people had beef with him. Come to find out, some things went down, and this man was put in chains. And they had chains on this man. They put chains on Samson. But he, long story short, I know I'm editing the story. Long story short, he broke his own chains. Some things don't break until you put your hands on it. Some things won't change until you put your hands on it. Let me ask you this question. What are you ready to put your hands on? Because some things will not change until you put your hands on it. Some things won't get better until you put your hands on it. He broke his own chains. Let me ask everybody this question. What are you ready to put your hands on? What are you ready to see different about yourself? What are you ready to see different about your life? What are you ready to put your hands on? Listen, this guy grabbed the chains with his hands and broke them. And when he got done, they knew it was him. There was no doubt he had been there. What are you leaving your fingerprints on? So they can look back and say, oh yeah, he did that thing. She did that thing. What are you ready to leave your fingerprints on? Maybe it's an interview. Leave your fingerprints on it so they can know who they interviewed, so they can know you were there. Maybe you're starting your business. Leave your fingerprints on it. Maybe you're starting the next phase of your life. This phase of your life will be different than the last phase of your life, because this time you're putting your hands on it. See, the first phase of your life, you were trying to figure things out. The first phase of your life, you had to work through what people were saying about you. But this phase, you're putting your hands on it. The first phase of your life, you were trying to get past what other people thought about you. But this phase of your life, you don't care what they think about you, because this phase of your life, you're putting your hands on it. It won't break until you get your hands on it. What are you leaving your fingerprints on so they can say, she did that thing? Oh yeah, he did that thing. Oh, he leave no doubt, baby. Listen, you know I am a firm believer in positive confession. You should begin to say this to yourself. I'm waking up in the morning and I'm leaving no doubt. Yeah, that's right. Type that in the chat. I'm leaving no doubt. Say it to yourself. I'm leaving no doubt. If they ever questioned you before, I'm leaving no doubt. And while chains can adorn our favorite set of clothing, they can also restrict our entire body. It can be a chain of emotions we have to battle with. One day you're feeling happy, one day you're sad. One day you're up, the next you're down. The next you're confused, the next you're discombobulated. You don't know. Listen, emotions can come so much and so fast, one emotion right behind the other, you don't even know what emotion to call it. I'm melancholy. I'm just feeling wishy-washy. I don't know what emotion to call it. I'm just emotional. A chain of emotions. It could be a chain of thoughts. Just one thought after the other. You wake up in the morning and you hear a thought say you're not good enough. You hear a thought to say you didn't get enough sleep. You're not this. And by mid-afternoon, if we hadn't dealt with that thought told you, I knew you weren't going to do this. I knew you weren't going to do great. I knew you were just a mistake. If you don't deal with that first thought, you're going to have to deal with the next thought. Just one thought after another. It could be a chain of thoughts that drag you down, a chain of words that's been holding you in place, because chains will hold you in place. Because chains hold things in place. They hold things right where they are. And you can only go as far as the chain will allow you. You can only go as far, which means you can only go as far as the weakness you have. You can only go as far as the bad attitude will let you. You can only go as far as a limiting mindset will allow you. And you listen, and you begin to question, ask questions, like how long is too long? And people will place chains on you to make it easy for them to identify you. Listen, let me help you out. Let me share this. When people don't know what to do with you or what to call you, the next best thing for them to do is to chain you. Yeah, let me say that part again. When people don't know what to call you, and when they don't know what to do with you, the next best thing for them to do is to chain you. Let me drop this for you. Maybe this will help you understand some things that have happened in your life. People will always chain whatever they didn't create. Yeah. If they didn't create it, they will chain it. You can get excited about a new business. You can get excited about writing a book and tell your family, tell friends, and they'll tell you something like this. Nobody else in our family ever did that. Why do you want to do that? What makes you different than anybody else? They failed. You're going to fail too. If they didn't create it, they will try to chain it. Oh, you think you're all of that now just because you did this? If they didn't create it, they will try to chain it. Listen, if they aren't the ones getting the compliments, they will never compliment somebody else. Because if it's not about them, they will never let it be about somebody else. Because if they didn't create it, they will try to chain it. And they always want you to fit into a space that they have designed for you in their own minds about who you are. They have an idea about who they feel you are and they want you to fit into the narrative of what they think you are in their mind. Excuse me, but I'm going to make you change your mind. Yeah, yeah. Right, you ought to make somebody change their mind about you. The reason people get us so upset with others, the biggest reason people get upset with others is because they already have this narrative about who they think you are in their mind, and you do something different and unexpected. They can't handle it. And so they can't handle it because you didn't fit in what they thought you were. And listen, and if they cannot chain you to what they think about you, then they'll try to chain you to what they know about you. They'll always bring up your past. They'll always talk about what you did. They'll always talk, aren't you the one that made that mistake? Aren't you the one that failed? Aren't you the one that tried and didn't work out? Aren't you the one that said you were going to be this? Aren't you? If they cannot chain you to what they think about you, they will chain you to what they know about you. Because chains are versatile until they get broken. In the story that I shared, in that story that I shared about the strong person, in order for this strong person to break his own chain, he first had to realize he needed help. So in order to break that link, in order to break that, what you're linked to, you first got to realize you need help. Yeah, you can't. Enough is enough about lying to yourself about it. Everybody around you already know you're linked to something. They already see your depression. They already see something's going on. They already see it. You lock yourself over here. You cut yourself off from people. I don't want to deal with nobody. You got an attitude. You know, the reason you have an attitude is because of what you're linked to. You're linked to whatever hurts you. You're linked to whatever disappointed you. You're linked to whatever let you down. In order for the person, that strong person, to break that link, the first thing they had to realize, they needed help. So the first step in breaking what you're linked to is realizing you need help. Yeah, don't stop. No, you lied to yourself long. I need some help. I need some help. Yeah, I need help. I'm linked to something. Somebody hurt me. Somebody let me down. They disappointed me. Yeah, I'm linked to all that trauma that happened in the previous relationship. I'm linked to all that hurt on my job. I'm linked to all that. I'm linked to it. I'm still linked to it. That's why I keep talking about it. I'm linked to it. I act like it don't hurt me. Listen, let me tell you something. Suppressing it is not the same as dealing with it. You still link to it. Acting like it doesn't exist, it is not the same as dealing with it. I'm still linked to it. Smoothing it over is not the same as dealing with it. You're still linked to it. The first step in dealing with it is admitting you need help with it. So, if you're unfamiliar with the story, if you're unfamiliar with this story of this strong man named Samson, he got help from an unlikely source. It came from an unlikely source. So just in case you're unfamiliar with the story, he got help from someone that looked weaker than him. Point number two. And breaking this link, your help is not always going to look like something you're familiar with. Point number two, breaking this link, your help is not always going to come from where you expected. I know you thought this person was going to be the one that you helped out. You spent so much time and invested with that one. You cultivated that relationship. but your help comes from somewhere else. I know you thought this job with this career choice was going to be the best one. That's going to be the one to take us to the top. That's going to be the one to get us out. That's going to be the one to change the table. But your help came from something that you was unexpected. How can my help come from something that was, and look, make it so, listen, to make it so bad, his help came from something that was shorter than he was. His help came from something that might have been dirtier than he was. His help came from something that had a different background than he does. Point number two. Your help is always going to come from someplace you did not expect it. Stop looking for something familiar and begin looking for what's working. Begin looking at what is around you. If you can't see it, baby, put your hands out there and search for it. You may not see how you're going to get your business off the ground. You may not see how you can turn things around. But put your hands out. What you doing? Why are your hands out like that? Because I can't see it. So I'm trying to put my hands on something. Why are you always doing that? Because I'm trying to put my hands on something. Why are you always reading? Because I'm trying to put my hands on something. Why are you always researching? Because I'm trying to put my hands on something. Why are you always reading informational things? Because I'm trying to put my hands on something. You may not have anything but an idea. Research your idea. Put your hands on it. You may not have all the resources to begin with. You might not have anything but an idea and your phone. Put your hands on it. You might not have anything but a dream. Research that dream. Find out what you need. Find out how to start. Put your hands on something. Why? If you can't see it, then reach your hands out and see what you can put your hands on, because this link won't break until your hands get on it. I know you thought somebody else was going to have to do it for you. I know you thought it was going to be a certain relationship that was going to do it for you. I know you thought if I get around, get around the right people, this link won't break until your hands get on it. This link won't come off until you do something about it. This link won't fall off you until you do something about it. I want to know, where are the people that are ready to do something about it? I started this way today, but before the sun goes down, I will not be the same way. I will not be linked to the same thing. This link won't fall off until you do something about it. The way we think won't change until we get our hands on it. Our lives won't go in a different direction until we get our hands on it. So first, you gotta realize you need help. Second, look for help in unexpected areas, unexpected places. Maybe people who don't even speak the same language that you do. Be careful. Lastly, be careful about forging connections through shared links. be careful about forging connections through shared links. Because a shared link, get this, guys, because a shared link or a shared experience can create a shared intimacy. And I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about mental, emotional. A shared link, a shared situation can create a shared intimacy. And all you know to talk about is that shared link. All you can discuss and remember is your shared link and their shared link. But the moment someone decides they'll no longer want to talk about the shared link, I think there's someone listening, that there are people listening that say, I'm tired of talking about the same thing. I'm tired of revisiting the same thing. I'm tired of bringing up the same thing. I'm tired of always tweeting. I'm tired of sending a text message about the same thing. Every time the conversation starts, 5 minutes into it, we're talking about the shared link. I believe there are some people that said, I'm tired of talking about the same thing, and you're ready to break the link. But the moment someone decides they no longer want to talk about the shared link, the moment someone decides they no longer want to, discuss this shared link, they're going to say, oh, you're acting different all of a sudden. No, I'm not acting different. I'm just breaking the link. I'm breaking that link. I'm breaking. Because the moment the link, the moment the link is no longer shared is the moment the chain is broken. And listen, I know you thought we have been talking about chains. We haven't been talking about chains. We have been talking about links. Because without a link, there would be no chain. Unlink yourself from whatever spoke to you and said that you are not enough. Whatever made you feel that you are not enough. Unlink yourself from whatever made you feel that you were not enough. Make up in your mind, I'm going to unlink myself from every unhelpful habit. It's time to unlink yourself from the relationships that you wish you had. It's time to unlink yourself from the promotion that you didn't get. Unlink yourself from the disappointing moments and letdowns in your life that's been telling you that you're not good enough. Break the link and you'll break the chain. Now, where are all my link breakers? Yeah, put it in chat. I'm breaking the link. I'm a link breaker. I'm a link breaker. They called you too fat. I'm breaking the link. They said you were too small. I'm breaking the link. They said you were too dark. I'm breaking the link. They said you weren't smart enough. I'm breaking the link. They said you were too short. I'm breaking the link. Everything they said about you wasn't true from the beginning. Everything they said about you from the beginning was never true. Break the link. Break it. Break the link. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Listen, guys, you can tune in each week each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Or you can stream on your favorite listening platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so many more. iHeartRadio, we're everywhere, man. Listen, guys, tune in right here every week. Listen, I got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go, y'all. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.